public apology. When I was 21, I smoked marijuana every day for 1 year. I would like to apologize for the next 15 years of anxiety attacks and drug-related phobias, including the feeling that when Ed Sullivan introduced Wayne and Schuster, he was actually signaling my parents that I was high. I would like to apologize to my wife Karen, who still believes in me.
Can I get a moment of your time? Well, let's take a trip to Downey. Got me open and tweaking like I'm off of them tainted brownies. Splendid how I pretended to be clean to you, but day in and day out I'm strung out. I mean, but you like that uncut, but not talking about late nights on VET. But the product of malice and push a T. See, we grinding, but ain't no cook-up involved. No baking soda, just some butter to open the show walls.
Your curvature is persuasive, your body's so addictive. You let me hit it free once to show me some incentive. Pushing, shoving, cussing, forcing. We put it together like screws. When we lovin', hot like the oven, we gettin' all sweaty. The room keeps spinning like forks and spaghetti. I done worked up my hunger, it's time for some lunch. I'ma take your loving girl and roll it in a blunt. I get high.
I embrace you with your lovely feeling. I'm trying to keep your beat with my rhythm. With you, I'm gonna make a killing. Spread my shillings, provide a good living. You the reason why I'm still living. Take me to different objectives.
Kinda. That doesn't rule out very careful brushwork. I can call it a very careful audience, too. There's no contradiction there. You may simply use your drip canvas or your surface color. Background for brushwork and silhouette work.
Do you feel, funny because that's just doing the abstract expressionist tradition, but do you feel that that's how you've worked on your books also? Well, so.
On paper, there's no way you could do it. The cut-up method is introduces a random factor, but it isn't at all on the scale of the explosion.
Well, for you, is visual thinking different from verbal thinking?
Well, I don't think they're separable. It's like a film script. You have movement and you have words. Seeing a film.
Well, let me
him or her.
Let me come back to this, but I want to start off with some of the early work. I want to ask you, everyone has written, and there's a lot of the libraries and whatnot about this connection to Pete back in the early days. But how did you actually start writing, when and why?
I Well, there had been some sporadic attempts before that. Kellogg Elvis and I wrote a short story together called Twilight's Last Dreaming, which became one of my more popular numbers for readings.
What makes
and that was in 1938. No one wanted to publish it. They even wrote a special letter.
It was a staple of brass tacks and wax backs.
That's hot. been the age
almost socio-realistic novels. They're written with a very linear sort of narrative, and there was a big change between them and Naked Lunch.
First of all, what was the process of writing something? You put it on, and the songs are like a band, put them in some fucking order, like they want you to listen to it in that order. You know, I hate that. I fucking hate that. I want to be told what to listen to, when to listen to it, or anything.
So I just sat down and reconstructed, more or less, reconstructed, you know, the experience. There's a little moving around.
Lady, you want to fuck?
There's one thing that is here, but by and large, pretty much great.
Yeah, right. Girl got a suck around here to get a drink.
Yeah, it was much more, much less journalistic and more personal. But see, it was a long gap between, between queer Joshua Roy Gottman letters, of course. That was in 1962. But between that and the protocols and the national mind.
Honey, will you marry me?
Yahoo! You see, it's not our aim to place our children in homes of wealth. But it's absolutely necessary for us to have the assurance that the adoptive parents are financially responsible.
I have to ask you a question. I see in your letter that you live in the country. Is your wife in bed? Does she need some kind of artificial stimulation, like marijuana?
We use a large vibrating egg. Large vibrating egg. Well, I ask a psychopath, I get that kind of an answer.
Oh, yeah, we got a swell roof, too. We've been putting a fence around it. And I could build a slide in the sandbox. Well, as a matter of fact, the roof is better for a kid, because then he can't get out in the street, you see? Look, it doesn't have to be a yard, does it?
No. But you have a separate room for the child, haven't you? That's very important.
Oh, sure.
Oh, yes, yes, we have a lovely room. Practically fixed up now.
Oh, well, that's fine. Now, about income. Approximately, how much do you make a week?
Well, I couldn't tell you offhand. I imagine about $100 a week. Because I'd have to look at the books.
Well, that's excellent. If you'll just take that
Jason.
Never gave a cause to worry. Never hurt her or made her sad.
days all men go through. It's been a hard night for Sarah. She's gonna have to see. Gonna have to see it through.
I'm talking about the dude here. Sometimes there's a man, he's the man for his time and place.
That's right.
That's the key.
That's right.
Even if he's a ladies' man, the dude was most certain of that. Quite possibly the laziest in Los Angeles County, which would place him high in the running for laziest worldwide.
You'll step right this.
Sometimes there's a man. Sometimes there's a man.
It's our kitchen.
Wow. Lost my train of thought here. But, hell.
My husband's been named to
him. Can you fucking believe it?
This thing on.
Can you fucking believe it?
Sweet fucking Jesus.
That brings us back to it.
Don't even breathe.
Can I fix you a cup of tea? No, thank you. You spoke of a child. A lovely room.
Oh, no, I thought you was a whore.
You lived over here.
Ah, my loyal army of prostitutes. I've never seen so many dead hookers in all my life.
Just finished making it. Thought I'd try it out and see if it was strong enough for their 2-year-old.
I think I have a surprise. Baby came in yesterday. Oh. Solomon, you mean? That's the reason that we came around to see you sooner than we expected. It's a little girl.
What do you want? We don't want a girl.
5 weeks and 3 days old.
5 weeks?
You might have to wait a long time. After all, aren't you making too great a point of the child's age, Mr. Adams?
The guy who was riding that car back there. The guy who picked me up before you did.
Is that him in the car?
I'm sure it was. He didn't walk very far.
Why is that?
Because I cut up his leg. And his arms. And his head.
Paris by the Olympia Press.
And I'm going to do the same to
you. So that's a gap of more than 7 years.
It took a while for Naked Lunch to get published, though, didn't it?
Well, we've made several attempts. We've had many rejections of the manuscript, but it really wasn't in a definite shape.
Right.
At that point now, Bruce, the glorious Olympia, had turned it down when he first saw it about 8 years.
Thank you.
high-quality tape from...
Not really fucking.
And half the time, they're not what they say they are.
Or they've been doing so.
They're practically worthless. Now, the underground... And angry drunk black guy gives
right. Did you know I had that title on the stars? There wasn't where there was a picture of mine that movie. Yeah, well, I don't know about that, but I had the title on Star Wars. I know that's what you just said. I was just repeating it.
Let me take a minute and tell you my plan. Let me take a minute and tell who I am. If it doesn't show, then you better know I'm another person. Do you think that my pants are too tight? Do you think that I'm bleeding? Let me take a minute and tell you my plan. Let me take a minute and tell who I am. If it doesn't show, then you better know I'm another person.
We are the other
people. We are the other people. We are the other people. We are the other people. We are the other people too. Find a way to get to you. Let me take a minute and tell you my plan. Let me take a minute and tell who I am. If it doesn't show, then you better know I'm another person.
I walk by and I go, oh boy, I'm just so tired of this.
That thing wasn't any movie.
Yeah, it was. It got cut.
This is what my report, right?
Oh yeah.
Okay, here's the Star Wars is one of the worst movies I have ever seen. I was completely lost.
It was the first one, right?
From the character. The robot. The guy all dressed in black. Some kind of Halloween costume. They call him Vader.
Let me take a minute and tell you my plan. Let me take a minute and tell who I am. If it doesn't show, then you better know I'm another person.
They call him Chewbacca.
As Roddy McDowell, Frank.
It's all about space vehicles in battle and always getting blown up. It's really a stupid, dumbass movie.
Oh,
there are two
God.
People in the movie who I like a lot. They are Mark Hamill and Luke Skywalker. And Peter Cushing. Mark Hamill is a particular ice skating. And
Peter Cushing.
Remember, the Force will be with you. Always.
The members of the Chicago Review and the Board of Trustees, who didn't want them to publish Carol Calvert and myself, so they resigned all night and formed this night on the table. Well, Bruce said that he could open up like his family was dead. And he sent someone over to the office and Claire Bayless, in fact, came to my room and said that
laundromats are people who can't afford to buy their own washing machine or dry machine.
And he needed the manuscript in 2 weeks.
Like, you go,
so I had a massive note for 1,000 pages.
You never heard of laundromat? Like, you go there and you're like, put a cord. I've seen it in movies, like, in 40 Days and 40 Nights. Remember Josh Hartnett?
Oh, yeah.
That's what it is.
It's employed drinking man. It's employed drinking, boozing, broken man. Pick up the phone. Pick it up. Right on.
Is it breathing?
I can't get you to return my call, so you let me know.
She's certainly a good little baby.
We were lucky to get her. Let's go to bed.
Nothing's open late. You have to drive to the park. The houses are ugly. The clothes are loud. The bagels are doughy. The pizza sucks. The murder trials last 2 years. The marriages last 2 months. Then you throw in earthquakes, aftershocks, mudslides, road rage, race riots, guns, tasers, pepper spray, just as your head's about to explode. One warm afternoon, you play softball and you think to yourself, my God, it's January. You ever held sacred? They don't care, because you're living way too happily ever after in a beach house waiting for your Guatemalan girl.
That's hot.
But long as there are stars above you, you never need to doubt it. I'll make you so sure about it. God only knows what I'd be without you. If you should ever leave me, though life would still go on, believe me.
Everybody's talking. Word they're saying, only the echoes of my mind.
Is that you can make a right turn on a red light.
people stop and stare. I can't see their faces, only the shadows of their eyes. I'm going where the sun keeps shining through the pouring rain. Going where the weather suits my clothes. Banking off of the northeast winds, sailing on summer breeze. And skipping over the ocean like a stone.
I don't think California is bad at all.
I swear that California is the strangest place.
Jeez, Dad. I feel really bad.
Hey, hey. Nobody feels really bad around five. That's hot. Unless you get bit by a monkey.
That's be tough when you're spanking your monkey.
You have a monkey?
Every once in a while, a band comes along that changes the course of human history.
Now posted in the New York Times.
My boobs look huge in
like so That's many hot. Things I can't understand. They left my teeth chattering from all tiny cats.
That's hot.
Maestro, I say right on.
That's hot.
Voice and beam, sky and telescope. If you hear only one song this year, there's
That's
something
hot.
Terribly wrong with you. Kitty Carlisle, Easy Rider. Ladies and gentlemen, do not be alarmed. Please remain perfectly still. What you are about to see is real. Performers are not grinning scarecrows sent here to torture and manipulate. Ladies and gentlemen, it is my pleasure to introduce the twin quasars of rock.
There's no affiliation with socialism, communism, and certainly not to
purchase for a week or two, then sell your goody two shoes. Can't keep a perfect hand, the AO vendors. Ask yourself why. Can't tell you
more of a brand new trunk, packing and unpacking your junk. Your daddy's mad, he done got peed. You gonna change your armor, gonna leave. You gonna change your way of living, change the things you do, stop doing all the things that you oughtn't to. Your daddy's mad, he done got peed. You gonna change your armor, gonna change.
Halo Bender, stay over there. Got a Bender.
Our intellectual either is hereditary or environment. This split, which of course does not exist, in fact, it's both and.
I know that at least part of your writing has been involved with non-dualistic systems. When did you get involved with Scientology?
That was around 68, around in that. I want to see what they had to say. Brian knew some of the early Scientology.
anything as long as you're sitting around here watching me. Get out. Go on, get out, all of you. What do you think this is?
Get out. Go on now, get out there, baby. Be quiet about it.
I'm afraid I'll drown.
Oh, no, 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 take it easy. I could drown in that much water. Here. Jake's gonna give you a nice bath. Get in that wash rag.
Did you ever learn to do that, Applejack?
Sister had four kids. She took two, and I think three.